And every time they'd slow down, Harold and George and Horace would come back and get to my horse. And tied him off with a quirt. And we got home all right. I thought time or two that he was sure gonna, and Adam was just as anxious to get to him as he was to get back to me, or to Adam. But we finally got him home, but I was just a little relieved when we got to the house. Why, if I wouldn't do that now, there isn't money enough to hire me to do a thing like that now.
Now you know better.
Yes. He didn't think anything about it. Dad wasn't home. I don't know how come we, I suppose he told us to go and get him and never thought to possibly leave Adam at home. But he was the easiest riding horse on the place. He paced. And it was just like sitting in a rocking chair. And I just loved to ride. But the Fold's horse could outrun either old Adam or old George, either one, so she could keep up with George and keep him interested. Yeah. So he had to go on.
You mentioned herd. Is that what you normally call them?
Mm-hmm. The horse herd.
Was that ever called a remuda?
Not in this country.
That was farther south.
That's farther south. And then the southwest, too, I think they use that term.
Do you have any special term for a small jackass, a little one?
Burros. Mm-hmm. That's what we call them. They wasn't hardly ever any of them out here. Not until the little country began to settle up. I remember Garrett's brought a little burro with him. That was the first one I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you said your dad got his horseshoes in a box.
Uh-huh, either a box or a keg, I just don't remember which. I remember I've seen them in both places. But whether he just put them there so they'd all be together or not, it's the same way with a horseshoe as it is with a horse collar. A horse, different size feet. Some of them will have great big old feet. Our saddle horses didn't. They all had little feet. But workhorses has to have bigger shoes. That is the workhorses I got acquainted with after I was married. But our saddle horses all had to have small, those mule shoes and horseshoes. We never did have any mules. We thought it was a disgrace for anybody to ride a mule. They wouldn't have been money enough to hire me if they ever got on the mule.
Wild and dandy mule up the mountains.
They're smarter than a horse, so they tell me, and they're much surer footed.
This one would outrun a horse, any horse we had in the corral.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've heard that. I have a brother that is a cowboy down in Arizona. And he brought some pictures back one time when he came in, and he was riding a mule, and I was making fun of him. He said, "Listen here, that old mule had more sense than any horse I ever rode in my life." And he said, "In the brush country where we was working," he said, "you have to have a mule." He said, "A horse can't stand up after the cattle when they're chasing the cattle, where a mule can." He said, "A mule can keep his feet, but a horse can't do it. It was rocky country and mountainous country." He said, "A mule will get in that brush and get those cattle out of there where the horse can't."
Well, I was going to ask you how the horseshoe was put on.
Oh, that just, you tie him up, and now the first time you shoot a horse, and you have your hands full. But he just put his foot up between his knees, stand there and nail it on.
And he drove the nails into what?
Just to the hoof. Just the outer edge. I think you have to know where to put that. But I've seen horses so tender footed that they just couldn't hardly walk, and you could just see little blood, the end of the blood vessels.
Oh my goodness.
Where they'd be so tender, especially in the spring before the grass gets started, where it's kind of rocky. You find hills where it's kind of rocky, they get so tender footed they just can't hardly travel at all.